Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time hanging out, welcome to the family. Like I said, my name's Mr. Jim. Me and my wife and family, we live in South Carolina, and we love adventures. And so turning your ideas into awesome stories is just what I love to do the most every day. Today's story comes to us from Callum. Hey, Callum, this one is going to be awesome. He has his best friend, Puppy Blizzard, who is going to find a pot of gold. Are you ready? Me too. Let's go. It was a cloudy day, and Callum wanted to go have a picnic on a hill nearby. So he packed his favorite lunch and a snack for his puppy friend, Blizzard. Blizzard was a really great puppy. He loved to roll around in the grass and was really hilarious to cuddle with. He always wiggled around. Well, Callum was bringing his favorite snacks because Blizzard was coming with on this picnic. If you were packing for a picnic lunch, what would you bring? I think I might bring an apple and maybe some chips and a sandwich and some kind of dessert. You always need a dessert, right? Well, sometimes it's a special treat. And Callum chose a cookie. His favorite cookie in the whole wide world was a delicious, soft chocolate chip cookie.
I want one right now.
As Callum loaded up everything, he said, "I'll see you later, Mom and Dad. Bye," said Callum as him and Blizzard ran off towards the hill. They loved going to this hill because several things. One, the grass was very soft and fluffy. And two, it was really fun to roll down. Have you ever rolled down a hill before? Like, it's really dizzy and silly and fun. But Callum loved to do that with Blizzard. So as they raced up to the hill, they laid out the blanket with the lunch and, "All right, Blizzard, let's roll down to the bottom. Go!" Callum and Blizzard would roll down the hill together, laughing the whole way, and their hairs would get full of grass and leaves, but it was totally worth it. As they raced back up to the top, it was time to eat lunch. Callum handed Blizzard his snacks, and Callum started eating his lunch. "Oh my, the clouds look like they're starting to get darker. Oh no, I hope it doesn't rain," said Callum. "But just in case, maybe we should pull our blanket and stuff underneath that tree. That'll keep us dry." Callum carefully pulled the blanket all the way over to under the tree just in time, because that is when it started to rain. Callum and Blizzard curled up together underneath the tree. It was nice. It was a nice, calm rain. There was no thunder or lightning. It was just almost sounded like a sound machine. Have you ever heard rain on a sound machine where it's like, pshhh? As each raindrop hit the leaves on the tree above them, it just echoed into a chorus of rain noise. Callum was eating away on his sandwich, and Blizzard was slowly snacking away on his dog treats. Then all of a sudden, a little piece of the sun peeked through the clouds. "Blizzard, look, the sun's coming out," said Callum. "Wait a second. I wonder if there's going to be a rainbow. That would be so awesome." They started to look around and scan back and forth. It was pretty easy because they were up on a hill, so they could see very far. Callum couldn't believe his eyes. There it was, off to the right and down the hill and off in the field. There was a magnificent rainbow all the way across the sky, but it landed right in that field. Callum squinted his eyes and looked closely. Blizzard, I think I see the end of the rainbow there, and holy smokes! There looks like to be a pot of something really sparkly over there. I guess that could be gold. You don't think that that's real, do you, Blizzard? I think that means Blizzard wants to go check it out. Callum grabbed the leash for Blizzard and they ran down the field. The rain, thankfully, had slowed down to a little drizzle. But that means that they're running out of time. They have to get there fast before the rainbow disappeared, or the pot of gold will be gone forever. Have you ever seen a rainbow? Yeah, have you ever seen the end of a rainbow? That's pretty rare. It's pretty hard to find. But there is that legend that at the end of every rainbow is a pot of gold, and I guess Callum and Blizzard are going to see if that's for real or not. As they raced through the field, running and running, closer and closer they got to the rainbow. As the rain was starting to stop, the rainbow was starting to disappear. Oh no, Blizzard! Run! Go grab it! You see, Blizzard was faster than Callum, and Blizzard ran as fast as he could to grab that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. It truly was. It was a big black pot with a large handle at the top, and they could see a glow pouring out of inside of that pot. And Blizzard raced over and grabbed onto it with his mouth. It was too heavy for him to drag, but as the rainbow disappeared, Blizzard held on, and the pot stayed there. Callum couldn't believe it. He had never seen a real pot of gold before. Have you? I definitely have never seen a pot of gold before. This is unbelievable. Callum couldn't believe it. Blizzard, we did it. We actually found real gold. This is unbelievable. Oh! Callum tried to pick up the pot, but it was also too heavy for him. Wait a second. We have that basket up at the top of the hill by our picnic. We could put the gold coins in there. And yes, that. Then we can bring the gold home. Callum picked up one of the gold pieces and held it up to the light. It was very shiny. As he ran back up the hill to get his picnic basket, he couldn't stop staring at that coin in his hand. He grabbed the basket, turned around, and followed Blizzard all the way back to where the pot of gold was. This is gonna be unreal! I can't wait to show all my friends and... Wait a second. Where did the pot go? As Callum and Blizzard arrived back at the field where the pot of gold was, it was gone! What? Where did it go? Callum and Blizzard started racing all over the field, but it had vanished. Oh no! I think the leprechaun must have came and took it back. No! Callum was so sad he fell to the ground and started to cry. But Blizzard came over to him and started pawing at his hand that had that one gold coin. I can't believe we lost all that gold, said Callum. But then as he realized that Blizzard was reminding him of the one gold coin that they still had. Ah, you're right. This one gold coin is still really awesome. We have got to show everybody. Even though the pot of gold had been taken back by the leprechaun, at least Callum got one gold coin. And that gold coin would become a part of Callum's greatest story that he always loved to tell. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for kid shoutouts. I want to say hey to Thomas and Henry from California, Sandy from Australia, Florencia from Oakland, California, and Saif Eldin and Malika from Palestine. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!
Hey!
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.